Good morning. Today is Tuesday, August the 24th. The horses are racing this afternoon, and we've got our own stallion with us this morning, Betty Chin. Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't think I'd draw a parallel between you and a horse race, huh?
Uh-oh.
No, the fair is up. The horses are on Friday. All right, fine. So once again, I'm left at the gate waiting to find out what's going on. All right. Are you ready for your question this morning?
I'm listening.
All right. You don't have to worry too much about getting it right because that isn't really a high a regular frequency here. Mm-hmm. Why are the men who help a fighter in boxing called seconds?
Of course.
Okay. In early boxing matches, each boxer was allowed to have two assistants. Usually these assistants were boxers themselves and were there to engage in a second boxing match or to participate in a substitute match if the first one ended too fast. Because they were involved in the second matches, they were called seconds. All right. Maybe do that with baseball or something, too. So how has the last year and a half gone with the virus and the various requirements, suggestions, advisories, et cetera, in the part of the population that you deal with, either inside your building or outside in the field?
I outside the most, and I feel like we go through a battle and such a difficult time, and you have nowhere to hide or run. This can happen to rich and poor, young and old, and it's scary. And I remember when we got an order from a governor, anybody over 55 had to go home. And David Tyson called me and said, Betty, I order you. You got to go home.
Yeah, he probably took a little perverse pleasure in that
yeah,
one. Huh?
And yeah, and he's a really good guy, good board member. And then I said, I will try. And then I didn't go
home. Wait a minute, over 55, that means I shouldn't. Wait a minute, that one's a little too close to home.
So I went home and I stayed there for an hour and a half. I got all kind of call, and the people just said, Miss Betty, what's going on? So I went out until open all night long and told them about it and what happened. But in that time, I had no information, nothing. So I said, in the meantime, all you can do, I teach each one social distance. Every day, you tell them wash their hand, but they had nowhere to wash their hand. So move them a different location, different place. And then when I, first week, when I come back every night about 1 or 2 o'clock on the 5th Street, and then go out on the 7th Street, like a ghost town, nobody on the street and no car. And so silent.
Well, that's kind of almost refreshing.
And scary. You feel like the ghost everywhere.
Oh.
And it's very scary. And then I take care of our people. I don't know how I learned it. I cannot even remember. Teach them social distance, wash their hand. And that time, no mask. And then don't talk to each other. When I come, I can deliver the food to one by one, a person in their location. And then in the same time, I sell to people in a shelter, in a camp, and wherever they are. But I see a lot of people on the street and nowhere to go, no food to eat. Everybody shut down. And then the mission, the cement depot everywhere, and all the charity nonprofit, they shut down. So I found a gap there, and then I say I take the chance. So I serve a dinner on a center. They can come to get the food to go.
Like on the parking lot?
Just on the doorway.
Okay.
And then eat, and then keep the garbage to me. Don't leave the garbage anywhere. But sometimes they do. And then I go out a couple of blocks and pick up the garbage. And then, so they are so scared, had nowhere to go, nothing they can lean on it. So, and then I let them use the phone to call somebody and release them. But remember, every office everywhere shut down. Nobody there, all the phone. And then, so they can make phone call, and then later, just one fence after another, find so much gap. And the told Thanksgiving, I find a lot of elderly. They have money. They are not the homeless, but they have no food to eat. They don't go out to shopping because they're so scared.
Right, yeah, kind of sheltering inside their house.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, and then I collect probably 100 or 150. Those people leave the house. They had no food to eat and deliver the dinner to them on a doorway. And then...
kind of like what the senior program, the Meals on Wheels kind
but
of thing.
But
that wasn't
stopped.
Happening either.
They stop.
Right, right.
Everybody stop. And also some... so that's what we're doing. And then to find the gap we need to fill. And then I still have a lot of people out there and handicapped, mentally ill, and really need a place. And then... So I set up the quarantine area for this very need physical, psychological need to quarantine for 14 days. And we cannot get donation, and nobody donate anymore, so we had no clothes. And then we are struggling ourselves, how we can get the food to eat. And then ourselves, too, the food, the price going high. But in that time, we... the lead by county back from a county office and build up the Zoom meeting. And then I always look at all the Zoom meeting, everybody in a professional life. But now in the Zoom meeting, they live in the house, they don't like a professional just anymore. The images are not there. But that time, I feel like a unity. Really, anybody... teach me, they had a nurse from a county, Michelle, and tell us how to use the quarantine, how we be safe, that kind of stuff. I learned a lot during the Zoom meeting. In one day, I had 8 Zooming in one day. I say I got enough. I didn't go home to sleep, and all this time I sleep in my car. Outside the...
Because you're going all the time, yeah.
Because I don't know I'm a carrier or not.
Right, and you don't want to take that one home.
No, I don't want to home, and I don't want to talk
Christmas
anybody.
Presents are far better. KINS, so, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Betty Chin. The Betty Chin, double N chin. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the different processes and protocols and systems you've had to put into place. When things kind of loosened up a little bit this spring, did you change what you were doing, or did you just kind of continue doing what you were doing?
No. A whole COVID situation, I never take one day off. I work like a 20-hour day every single day, and I feel the gap. Wherever I need to do all the gap, we opened a woman's shelter during the COVID because I see so many violence. The people, no job and stay home, get violent, psychological, affect them. I still feel the gap. Even after I got a better situation a few months ago, I never on guard because I know it's going to happen. Even now, I learned a lot from my past year and then the unity. And then something very strange happened to me last year was I'm going to 40 years anniversary in a few months now. 40 years.
Wait a minute. It's been 40 years since you've been a librarian?
No, doing decent ministry.
Oh, okay, so you over... Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to tell some younger folks that, you know, Lafayette, that's where you started this whole... Yeah. And, yeah.
40 years now, and then never happened before. This is the first time when during the COVID, such a serious time, the people lose hope, lose the drive and to be alive. They want to die.
Was it hope or was it fatigue?
Hope, and then they had no hope,
okay.
And they don't know what to do. And in that time, surprised me, they all come to ask me for Bibles. I
really?
I don't understand. And they say, well, I had nothing to lean on. I am going to lean on to my God. I'm never preaching myself on anybody. I don't have the tongue. I don't talk about it, you know. And also, I have boundary. My life and then my public life is different. And then I just like that. And okay, you asked me a Bible. What I'm going to do? So I went to Nazarene Church and knocked the door. I asked them, do you guys have any Bible? Because I on the way back from Ace Hardware store, I saw somebody in there. And he said, Betty, you want Bible? Yeah, I have Bible for you. So we passed out close to 400 Bibles, and then as Deb Harbor gave me a whole bunch. And the people, really, really funny for me, fun of that. But that's for my client all out there. But on my own self, when I really isolation, only me and the client, and every day find a gap, I lost myself too. And in one day, I just want to find...
Because of the 20 hours or
because... No,
because
I separated my personal life, go to church. I did not go to church.
So you just didn't have that part
of your
life.
I don't have that part in my life. Oh, I want a 5 minute, make me cry. I go find a place to cry. And I said, like, I disconnect all the people support me. I disconnect the people I see on church and the past and the father, all these friends. And I just want to cry, and I say, I did not have that 5 minutes for me to cry. I know when I start to cry, I won't stop. And amid the time, I had somebody from a church, Joyce, and then she just called me and said, Betty, how are you doing? I'm thinking about you. I completely lost. And then I understand why these people looking for the Bible, they have somebody living on them.
Yeah, that's interesting that it, not just one, but multiples.
Yeah, I
asking
have.
Asking for it, that there's
yeah.
something.
And then the yeah. first governor church, I hear about it and get me the Bible. And I just pass out to them. And right now, I also leave a few Bible in my car. And then in case they want it. But funny things, all these people receive the Bible. More than half the people, I still see it. And they still have that Bible.
They still have it, yeah. Well, that was one of the things that I was surprised at. When I was active in Rotary, is that in third grade, giving out dictionaries to kids and uh-huh. for, and a lot of it was for the rural areas as well as for the more developed communities, that it oftentimes was the first the first book that the child had received. You know, I'm thinking, okay, Dr. Seuss. You know, we got like 30 or 40 Dr. Seuss books
yeah.
and the you know, Dick and Jane series and the early stuff that, you know,
yeah.
we had. And it, I mean, it's the stuff that I grew up with that the kids then were experiencing now that we're using with others. You know, books are always around
yeah.
if you're in that segment of
yeah.
the community that reads and works with the kids versus not having a book. I mean, that to me is pretty sobering.
Yeah, yeah, that's really made me open my eyes. I am not, like I said, I don't have a tongue. I don't discuss my personal life with anybody. But then because that reason, I understand why they want a Bible. And they, as some, when they read, they cry. And then First Christ Church, and then they get me a lot of Bible, too. And in the same time, there's a few things happen. Good things happen in there, and then Smolin, Confundensen, they gave me a large grant of money. Just hand me a check, said Betty, do what you want to do. That touched me.
Oh yeah, yeah. Anytime anybody says that, yeah. In fact, if somebody wanted to do that to me, out here for the station, I'm okay.
And I had to use my last bucket of peanut butter from Father Eric.
Oh, good.
I said, sorry, Father. I had used it. I'm going to keep the bucket.
Yeah.
No more peanut butter. I bet he's going to laugh.
Oh, it's 8:30.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now.
Live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Betty Chen. Betty, you mentioned that you'd opened up a women's shelter.
Yes.
During this period. Was that driven because there are more?
Well,
more need, or the existing ones weren't able to function and there was still the existing need?
I feel more because people suffer from a mental anxiety or whatever, had more violent. I do worry about in two years from now. We need a lot of psychologists. And then I worry about children. I worry about the woman. And we had people, all different walk. The woman live there, very violent, very injury. And some cannot. Let me tell you one thing. I will try to walk with one woman from a shelter, only four blocks, from go all the way to waterfront. I went take them out to see the bird, take me hour and a half, go down and come back. See how serious the injury these people.
Oh, the physical, being able to
physical
get there.
Physical or psychological. Yeah.
Okay.
And then that's what happened. But they are well good, and then that's a good place for healing. Talk about women's shelter. I had to talk to someone about it when the neighbor, the landlord, asked me, can you use this to run down the building? The people met another damage in there. And I don't think. I just feel like a gap. I just want the city. I say, can you guys pay the rent? I do the social service. And they agree about it. And then, so that's how we started. And then we had one single former client from Pago Marsh and come back, remodeling the whole thing. Clean up and paint them over and build the room. And everything in that place has been donated. And then it's a good place for healing for this woman. Long, long, deep, deep injury. Physical, psychological, but they are staying very stable. And right now, more than half of people can get a job. And
how do you get the staff to be there? We hear that the county can't find caseworkers, and cities are having challenges, and state folks. How do you find staff?
I do it. I watch, you know, like I say, at weekend 24/7, I watch for three buildings by myself and back and forth with Griffin so close. And then right now, I just talk about to Winston about I lose it free, my case manager, because other private business pay them like a three or four times more than I able to pay them. So right now, I really in a tight shift for my own self. And then watch every word I do, and then I even go home for days.
Is it the physical sanctuary that helps so much? Is it the camaraderie of others? A kind of like a group process? Oh, yeah, I did that, and here's how I was able to deal with it. Or when they come in, is everybody kind of in their own little area, and there's not a lot of sharing.
Well, when they come in, I talk to them for 10, 15 minutes. And after that, we had case managers talk to them. And then myself, I had see every single one, everybody, and say hi. This is in the shelter, but also I had outside people. I do a lot of outreach, not in our city limit, because we have enough service for the city limit. So I'm more like out the area. And then I work until 11 o'clock at night. I finish our last dinner and all the way to Trinidad and coming back.
Do you still have the same amount of support, the sandwich makers is what I'm thinking, as you did before? Are they using the kitchen, or are people making it at home and bringing by a whole bunch of sandwiches and Ziplocs and saying, here?
No, we don't do that anymore because of COVID. I cannot take any food from anybody, because even the clothes.
Oh, because
the COVID.
It could
and
be
I don't
carrier.
Know your household clean or not. Even they say
right.
promise clean, and I cannot have volunteer come either because we don't know the lifestyle.
Same. Yeah.
So very much a fallback on me, and I tell you what, I work so hard. And I do so much, but I never feel a burden on me. That's the beauty. I don't feel like every event on me, I'm stressful or something like that. I never had that feeling.
You'd probably go dingy-er if you didn't do this.
You know what? If I just feel like my life being chosen to do that kind of work. And anybody would say, are you tired? Why don't you just sit down? But I never feel a burden on me.
Is it fun?
I
would you use that word?
I see like because I suffer a lot, but I don't want the people suffer. So that one thing, when I see that person did not need to suffer, doesn't have to suffer for them, or anything in there are hungry, and then I feel good about it. And also, I call this a part process as the healing for my own self from my past, too. I call it that. And then when I met the food for them, I make sure they are nice looking, nothing junky look, that kind of stuff.
The food.
The food and everything. The
so you don't pre-smash the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
I do peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's good. I mean, it's a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's a good menu. Good menu.
Right across
yeah,
the board.
You have everything in there, poutine, anything. But right now, I have something bad about is anybody say gluten-free?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh, that costs me so much money. And I just say... $8 for a little package of the pasta.
Yeah, at some point.
Some kind of new for me to hear about.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, is 8:42.
Hey, folks. Flying local is buying local. And with 3 airlines serving 5 destinations, Humboldt County has more choices than ever. Fly on American, Avelo, or United Airlines. We have service to Denver, Hollywood Burbank, LAX, Phoenix, and San Francisco airports. Now's the time to book and save on that getaway. Or have friends and family fly to visit the beautiful Redwood Coast. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org. Fly Humboldt, more flights to more destinations.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Betty Chin. Betty, with the women's program that you've got going, you've also got a kids program.
Yes.
That's going also. Did that go through the same changes that some of the others have that you've described?
Yeah, we saw the children suffer a lot because the parents are angry, fighting, yelling, and screaming in the household. And I see kids get scared and want to run away a lot.
Stress rather than physical.
Yeah, and then but they witnessed the physical fighting parent. So I want to open, we stopped the children program because of COVID. So I made the proposal to the county. I said, can I open up the children's center? Because I really want this kid, they have some place to go and release themselves, to stay away from a parent
or
whatever.
Safe zone.
More safe zone to go. And then, so we open up. And so we turned out very good. We had 12 or 15 kids come in, and all ages from 4 years old up to 11 years old in that time. And I think the children really need somebody, different environment for them, and I want to keep them going. But right now, schools are open. And then I had to reschedule the time. I just want them to go to a different environment. So we still have a lot of opening for the children to come in. And we always can, as the staff, be involved. We had games, reading. If right now, school start, we had tutor for the kid. And then, so all kind of things help them release the stress. And then some kid live in home, some kid live in a car, but I this open for anybody. If anybody has children want to come and call me at my center, 707-407-3833, and then I will talk to you more about our programming and then how we can help you. If you go to Eureka City School, and the bus actually take you to our center.
I don't know right the proper word to use, but is your program just for those kids that hit a certain profile, or is it for
anybody?
So anybody. It's more like Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, anybody. You that. Need to come, and then so sometimes the parents are working. So if they work in after school, the school bus will be tethered to us. Then it's when the parent off to work and then come to pet them up.
No problems at home. They just
send
don't have
in.
They just yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, to have that experience. And I would think for some of those kids, there might be an opportunity to mentor.
Yes.
Some of the others so that they can see peers acting, I guess, and behaving socially acceptably rather than, you know, everybody trying to kind of herd them into that area.
So we had 2 volunteers from Humboldt State University student. And then that's what the major, and then so they will be held out, and then, and so this good a good friend for the kid release somewhere, you know, after school long day, and then go someplace. If they can catch up the homework, fine. If not, just with other kid. So
yeah, I would think the homework would be a critical part, particularly if both parents are working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they get home about 5, well, off work at 5. I'll be home by 5:30 after collecting the brood. Okay, now by the time dinner's done, it's 6:30, 6:45. Shower and so all that kind of stuff. Now it's 8:00, and now you do homework?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They can do the homework before they go home, and then everybody volunteer come in. They had a fingerprints. They had COVID tests.
Everybody's safe.
Yeah, very safe. Yeah. And then we had guidance for the volunteer too and the employee.
Were parents concerned about the safety?
No.
I would think that you guys and gals were probably held at that maximum level of accountability.
We are very careful.
Rather than like maybe a babysitter who, may or may not.
We serving around 400 people a day, every single day. We had 0 case COVID. I'm so proud of our team.
And the,
0 case.
How about reaction to peanut butter and jelly? You slide a bologna in there every once in a while.
I love peanut butter and jelly. It's so good. Yeah.
If somebody wants to, can they buy like a case of peanut butter?
Yes.
And just, swing it by the shop there and, and you can.
Yeah, you can donate an opening, an expired date to us.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you want half a jar of peanut butter.
Oh, people do.
Really?
Yeah. And have done the shampoo or bottom on the shampoo bottle and they bend over. But things like that, we cannot accept the symptoms of COVID because we had to quarantine anything.
Yeah, just do it right.
Yeah.
And again, somebody can just give you a buzz down there or swing by and talk to the front desk and figure things out. Okay, good deal. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you.
See everybody tomorrow.